Instant messaging, photo sharing, and the like are already widespread in South Korea. Just about everyone there under 30 uses the internet. But there's a dark side of online networking. We've seen cyberbullying here in the States, and it's happening in South Korea, too. Now, some students in the country are trying to counter negative posts in online forums. Jason Strother reports that these young South Koreans are accentuating the positive.
At a cafe in Seoul, Lee Jae-ho uses an iPhone to show off some pictures he uploaded to his PsyWorld homepage.
Myself, my girlfriend's picture, my friend's pictures.
PsyWorld is a lot like Facebook. Friends can view and comment on each other's photos. But 16-year-old Lee says about 2 years ago, he started getting messages from people he didn't know, and they were pretty nasty.
그냥 요즘 이게 엄청...
Some people in Korea just take pleasure out of abusing others anonymously, and then other people see the negative comments and join in.
Korean authorities say they receive reports of thousands of online attacks each year, but there's not much they can do about it. Some observers say they suspect that many of the vicious comments come from middle and high school students. Min Byung-chul is an English professor at Seoul's Konguk University. He points out that Korean students feel pressured.
Young kids, they are stressed out because of the schoolwork they have to prepare for their college entrance examination. They just write whatever they feel. That's one of the ways to, so to speak, exit their frustration and the stress.
But when Min learned about how online bullying has prompted some to take their own lives, he decided to do something about it. A few years ago, he launched a program that encourages young Koreans to write only positive things online. He calls it the Sunful Movement. It's a play on words in Korean, meaning good reply. And he's been taking the program to schools across the country. The Hoguk Middle School in Ilsan, just outside of Seoul, has a Sunful Club with around 40 members. Their assignment is to spread positive comments on websites and other message boards. 15-year-old Kim Hee-joo wears a sash across her Navy school uniform that reads, Sunful is Happiness.
On my school's homepage, I write thank you messages to my friends, families, and teachers. And also, if I see people making bad comments about celebrities, I leave nice messages. Because when people see positive comments, they are more likely to stop saying bad things and change their attitude.
Hoguk's Sunful instructor, Kim Eun-young, says ever since her school adopted the program, she sees a real difference in her students. Koreans don't really say thank you or I love you to friends or parents, she says, but this lets them be anonymous and not face-to-face, so they feel more comfortable saying those kinds of things. Kim says she thinks bullying, both on and offline at her school, has gone down since the Sunful program began there. Founder Min Byung-chul thinks his program could work in other schools around the world. He hopes others will adopt similar measures to try to prevent any more bullying victims from killing themselves. As for cyberbullying victim Lee Jae-ho, he never considered taking his own life, but he's read about many who have. He says bullies may not realize the damage they do.
Koreans tend to get angry really fast, and then cool down fast too. The people who make the abusive comments just do it for 3 or 4 days, then forget about it. But even though they move on, their victims hurt for much longer.
Lee says he's doing what he can to break the cycle. Before his school joined the Sunful program, he says he would have sought revenge on anyone who posted bad things on his blog. Now, he just lets it go. For The World, I'm Jason Strother in Seoul.